Once again, here's Cobra.
Well, there is a fella that lives in Arlington. He is a longtime employee of the Tarrant Appraisal District. His name is Michael Ray Zavitson. He's got that middle name.
Corby Davidson, Ray. The ticket.
And Zavitson?
Yeah. It's like the Bulgarian Davidson, I think. Zavitson. He's 61 years old.
Okay.
Here's a photo of him before I get into the story. Is this going to be a good story or a bad story?
No, it's not going to be a good story.
He looks like a soap opera actor.
No, he does not look like a... He looks like the guy that maybe cleans up the bathroom at a soap opera place. No knock on him. Michael Ray Zavitson was hired in 1981 by the county. And let's see, in 1981 he was hired as a senior draftsman. He ultimately became a residential valuation analyst. He made $76,000 a year, $77,000 a year, according to TAD records.
Pretty good money, man.
Yeah, pretty good, man. Working for the county, it's good living. Can't
Doing
beat
all
it.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Afford yourself a nice little Lakewood charmer with that.
Well, he got arrested because during a meeting, now he has to attend protest hearings, tax protest hearings. That's his gig. He sits there, he hears both sides, and he helps rule. And during one of these meetings, a woman comes in, and she is in the appraisal office, walks in and has the meeting. And as she's having the meeting, she notices that she heard a sound under the table.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, kind of looked over at this guy, at Michael Ray Zavitson. It wasn't a fart. And he has
First
got...
First thing I thought of.
He has his hand suspiciously kind of stretched out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking photographs of her. She was wearing a skirt, and he thought that he could... take a quick pic.
Little upskirt.com action, huh?
Oh, Mike.
Michael.
What is that?
That's his favorite website.
That's a thing?
Yeah, where guys will take pictures of girls unknowingly and then put it on a website.
And you go to this?
I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to
it. But you're aware of it.
I've heard
Love
of
you,
it.
Daddy.
I've never been to it.
Your daughter.
She's listening right now.
I don't know what to say, Jordan.
Jordan thought she'd tune in and hear a little World Series talk.
What my father is saying these days. Let's just tune in to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Upskirts.com.
Yeah, man. Pretty randy.
I like this Zavitson character.
I've never been there, so I don't really know.
It's okay, Jordan. It'll all end soon.
God. What does that mean? That's terrible.
It'll all go away. You won't have to suffer anymore. All right, so here's what happened. So the cops immediately, they go to this guy. I mean, she's like, what are you doing? Are you taking photographs of me under the table? To which he's like, what? What?
Yes.
They grab his phone, and yeah, they notice that there's a couple of untoward photos. I think, do you have to have the flash on down there, too? Under a table? What does upskirt.com say about the best way to photograph?
Yeah, Mike, tell us.
I don't know. I have never been there, so I don't know.
What's
Go
your,
to the bathroom and take
What's
it.
Your favorite method of illegally photographing women's
I've
panties?
I've never done that, so I don't know.
You
Under
sure?
The table. Mike, according to the cops, Mike was told of the allegation and asked if there was any truth to the claim that he had taken photos or video during his time in the hearing room. He indicated, quote, there might be some truth to it. And that he would, quote, not deny that he had, but also volunteered that he had immediately deleted any of the photos.
Well, that makes it okay.
Right. As long as you're getting rid of them and not sharing them. So then a police report was filed officially, and the detectives came in, and they're asking generic questions about Peeping Tom guys. And Zavitson confessed that he did take the photos up the woman's skirt And the cop asks why, and he says, because I thought I maybe could see something. The detective asked, and I quote, like panties? To which Zavidson said, well,
no.
Well, duh, yeah.
Unapologetic.
Yeah.
He's staying true to it.
And man, I don't know how to describe this guy. Pretty kick-ass mustache, I gotta tell you. Hair is, it's balding, like, three-quarters of the way up the top of the dome, but he's still trying to keep it real in the back and on the sides, you know? He looks exactly like a guy that would be taking these photos, right?
Pretty much.
I want to look him up. What's his name?
Go to NBCDFW.com, and there is your lead story. NBCDFW.com. Michael Ray Zavidson. So now...
Oh, my God. I mean, just look it up in the dictionary.
Right?
Guy with panty cam, and here he is. Good Lord.
Yeah.
He looks like he'd be friends with Norm.
Yeah, that's great.
At least you gotta let him comb his hair before his mug shot.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's just the way it looks.
How old's this fella?
61. 61, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, the curse of the middle name Ray.
Yeah, it's...
You can't escape it.
Pretty flawless, man. You know, it's my dad's middle name.
Really?
Because it's my grandpa's name. But Charlie has been pretty squared away. Chuck's never had many legal issues. Unlike his dad and son. South Lake Carroll ISD is investigating a racist video. Now, Jake was supposed to send this to me. I've not seen it yet.
Of the girls?
It shows 10 students sitting around a bed shouting the N-word. And yes.
God. And they're all girls, right?
Are they all girls?
I think so. It's the same video that was on the news earlier.
Dude.
This was South Lake?
Yep. You hear the girls saying, I say blank, you say blank. They say it as a group into the camera, which is in selfie mode.
No, I see some boys in this, too.
Oh, you're seeing the video?
A screenshot of it.
Okay. A email was sent to parents and students. I'm going to read some of this to you. And I heard Bob talking about this, and before he could even say this himself, I could not believe that it was addressed this way, too. This is the heading. It's entitled, or addressed to, Dragons. Look, when you have a group of kids chanting the N-word, can you take the high school mascot out of it? Can you just say, parents or students? Do you have to say, Dragons? Look, nobody gives a damn about their high school mascot. Especially when you're older and you're addressing parents that way. People who have no affiliation to that school other than moving there. Dragons. What was your mascot?
Knights.
Yeah.
Midgets.
Would you like an email right now? Like if you lived in that school district that just said Knights.
I don't know. I probably would be pretty indifferent to it myself.
It reeks of South Lake.
Well, yeah, it does reek of South Lake. But, I mean, out there, the high school is everything.
Which, again, makes things so cheap if you live in an area where...
This is where I will...
Where 17-year-olds are the focus of your entire life.
Well, they are out there.
I don't get it.
That's why they moved there.
I've never understood that. Why... How high schools can become that big.
That's why they move there, because they want their kids to go to a good school, and it's a good school.
Well, I'm glad you figured that out, you old effer.
Who's this?
You know who this is.
Who? Oh, no.
Who is this?
Susie.
South Lake Susie?
Yep.
Well, what do you think about this story?
Don't mind it one bit. Kids are taught as kids are taught.
Are you a dragon mama?
I am a dragon mama. And you're not getting the dragon out of me. I'll die a dragon.
Okay.
I will live like a dragon, and I will die like a dragon. Where's that country bumpkin that y'all work with?
What country bumpkin?
Oh, Eddie or Donnie?
It's Eddie.
Eddie.
What's your name again?
He's back there.
Susie. You may get your last name. What was that again?
DuVernay.
DuVernay. And what's your husband's name?
Walter?
No, it's not.
Edison?
No. You've probably been remarried a couple of times since the last time you were on.
Well, I have, and what's it to you?
How old are your breast implants?
11 and a half.
First words or the second words?
Okay, so dragons. We are aware of an inappropriate video that was posted publicly on social media by some South Lake teens and circulated online this weekend. We're extremely disappointed that any of our students would be involved in making a video involving a racial slur. Here's another question. How dumb are these kids? It's one thing to be doing the dumbest thing ever, which is sitting on a bed and doing that. It's another thing to be filming it.
And posting it.
And then posting it.
I just don't get the thought process.
I mean, we all did stupid things in school, but I would really like to think that if...
Yeah, but most of the stupid things you did in school and the stupid things I did in school weren't on video.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I would like to think that if video would have been around back then, that it wouldn't have constantly been on, especially in situations like this when you're doing something that is going to not... that could ruin your life.
Well, chances are, when you're...
Go ahead.
When we were kids... There's a really good chance that we weren't going to be chanting the N-word, period.
You're right.
Much less recording it.
You're right.
And putting it out for the world to see.
You're exactly right. It's shocking that this would go on. I guess I shouldn't think of it as shocking, but I can promise you 30 years ago, when I thought times were more racially charged, I didn't know one human being that would have taken part in something like this. Not one. Never. It's beyond me.
Yep, there it is. It's right in front of you now. It's not beyond you. It's right in front of you for you to see.
It's one thing if you want to, you're posting, or not posting, but you're sending pics of yourself to your girlfriend or whoever, boyfriend,
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of part of culture now. And that's excusable, and you can get away with that, and it just kind of, nowadays, it kind of goes away. When they find out who these people
not
are...
always.
Well, when they find out who these... it will go away. When they find out who these people are, though, they're dead. And they should be. These people's lives should be ruined until they're 35 years old.
Yeah, they're going to be in their
part,
trouble.
That every time that they walk into a room, people say, oh, yeah, you knew who that is, don't you? And that's the way it should be, man.
Yep, you're going to be in some trouble.
Got to go.
So, Danny, on the screenshot that you saw, like, are these faces all identifiable? Like, if you knew these people?
If you knew them, yep.
Oh, my God.
I actually saw the video. It's real fuzzy, but you can tell. You can make out identities of people if you knew them. Mm-hmm. Way to go, South Lake. Way to go.
Best for yourself.